Blog Talk Radio.
Squeaky. That's good.
Working for Super Tuesday, we're going to work every single day as hard as we can. to win the nomination, to defeat and the modern and to transform our economy and our government. So finally, we have in Washington a government that works for all of us and not just big money interests. Senator Bernie Sanders, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Coming up next,
we both know that not the president of America.
Get out of this, you're rich. Be rich.
That's more than a job. Maybe you can love to get down tonight.
Justice for 11 million people.
Johnny?
Yeah?
Peter?
Well, sweetie, she's your great great grandfather. Does he look like me?
Yes. Your family story is waiting to be shared at ancestry.com. Everything that you see for everyone you love. 60 years. Come on, look at that.
Nice, Laura. That's a rotary phone. So Harry's father spoke gibberish.
What's that?
This is from water.
Are you not
you? No, it's you. The clear airline ticket, the reservation, the credit card, change your ID.
Cool, and what is it? At clearme.com.
Get to the good part without a filter plug. Now 25% more concentrated power. Nothing works faster for powerful cold relief.
Candidates remain more four final picks from the ballot, including the undecided voters right here in our audience tonight. Now, you heard from Senator Bernie Sanders, that he's going out with one of his top competitors for the nomination, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Steve. I want to begin tonight with a question about the president and what's going on with the judicial system in this country. President Trump. Tomorrow, the leaders of an independent group of federal judges, I don't know if you all saw this, but they are going to be having an emergency meeting, and they're going to be talking about how President Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr, how they've been handling these politically sensitive cases like Roger Stone. More than 2,000 former Justice Department officials, as you know, have called for Barr to resign. Do you think he should, ma'am?
Absolutely. This really is an emergency. It is an emergency of legitimacy in our justice system. Our justice system only works if it is immune from the interference of politicians. And obviously this president, especially now that he feels emboldened after getting away with what he got away with during the impeachment process, thinks he can just lean in and ask others to do this and interfere. And one of the first criteria for my attorney general is that she or he will understand that she or he is the lawyer for the American people and not the personal lawyer of the president of the United States.
Thank you.